It looks like the projector is running backwards, and the film seems to be about the myth of Sisyphus, or at least about the big rock that Sisyphus is always pushing up that steep grade, but without Sisyphus anywhere in sight. Yes, the rock is tumbling back down the mountain. Egad, perhaps Sisyphus has thrown in the towel, and it's Gary Dove's lucky day, poolside. Or is it? Oh, I remember now, I'd just seen the first few frames of Sexy Beast for the second time. Originally, I'd watched it before resuming writing reviews, so hadn't gotten a chance to comment on this unusual, well-acted movie directed by Jonathan Glazer and shot in 2000. So, this belated review is an urgent message for you, if you'd like, to rent Sexy Beast, if you've not seen it, or maybe get as a Christmas present for a film freak friend of yours. My God, is Sir Ben Kingsley a jerk in this picture, and that's saying a lot because the foreboding and talented Ian McShane also plays a steely, cold, bad guy in it. So you know Sir Ben has to be a really unsavory bloke. Yes, so brutal was Kingsley in Sexy Beast, he got a nomination from Oscar voters for Best Supporting Actor in 2001. That's the beauty of Sexy Beast. The thing is just plain replete with hard-nosed UK mafiosos with their testosteronic personalities and obsession to hold menacingly powerful sway over fellow thugs of a feather. All these guys speak in super-thick Cockney accents, so you'd better employ the DVD English subtitles, all you American colonists out there. Ray Winstone is Gary Dove, or Gal for short. He's a retired safecracker removed from the UK to a swanky Spanish villa with his former porn star wife, Dee Dee, played by Amanda Redman. She loves him deeply, and he her. They're sincerely content. You like them. Flying down from the UK, Don, played by Kingsley, shows up in Spain to invite Gal back to London town to pull off one more big haul for Teddy, played by McShane. Both Kingsley and McShane just might be the meanest freaking gangsters you'll ever see in a movie. You don't like them, but you do love them, if you know what I mean. Tough, too, is Winstone's Mr. Dove, but he's on to mellowing with his lady in the hot Spanish sun with nothing to do but eat great food and imbibe strong drink at his swimming pool with friends. On a more subtle plane, Sexy Beast relates the incipience of a warm father-son-like relationship between Gal and the pool boy Enrique, played by Alvaro Monge. Gal has hired Enrique to keep the lush property shipshape. These moments slip by quickly but lend support to the notion that Gal is, finally, getting his act together for living his good life in the Spanish sun better. Don is more than a pit bull about persuading Gal to sign on to Teddy's job back in merry, cold England, although Gal and Dee Dee have mentally filed 13 the UK as a bloody, dreary drag. Spain will do that. Director Glazer spends almost more than enough time at the Spanish location having Don viciously badgering Gal to take the gig. But Kingsley in the role is nigh on to mesmerizing, and the players around him are excellent in their characters' responses to the sociopath's unrelenting and ruthless barrage of ugly rhetoric. Suddenly, the film switches locales, from Spain to the UK, and Gal is there meeting up with Teddy and the others who've come on for the heist of a large, nearly unrobbable bank run by an upper-class fellow by the name of Harry, played by James Fox, whom Teddy once met at an orgy. Harry and Teddy have some history that you'll have to dig for on your own. The heist section of Sexy Beast comprises about the last third of the movie and is intercut with previous events back at the villa on the Mediterranean. They've been held in abeyance to give more zip to the pictures tailing out. The surprises are quick and forceful but remain subtle in their meaning to the narrative. Still, the tone of Sexy Beast and the very visceral effect of the whole production, especially the acting, are worth every one of the short 89 minutes it takes to watch it. What's slated as a big deal insofar as Gal getting back to London and taking part in the caper, yet underlying all that is the film's real significance. The petty macho posturing of these men, especially as it relates to how they present themselves in front of their women. Then there's these brutes' sinister efforts to persuade, manipulate, and dupe their shady colleagues. It's a sight to see. An Italian-American from New Jersey named Tony Soprano looks almost like a piker by comparison. There's not as much violence and bloodshed as you might think in Sexy Beast, but brief nudity and a bloody lot of Cockney-accented cursing there is indeed. Find a bloody lot more current film reviews online written by the guy with this voice at TulsaTVMemories.com as well as the International Movie Database at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.